Welcome to the debate. According to the 2026 Verizon Data Breach Investigations Report, nearly half of all corporate employees are now regularly feeding proprietary company data right into unmanaged AI chatbots, things like, you know, source code and structured financial records.
Right, just to do their jobs faster. We're basically handing the crown jewels over to external algorithms.
Exactly. The perimeter is totally gone. Employees are just walking the data right out the front door. Which brings us to the core of our discussion today, looking at the DBIR alongside the June 2026 NZIR Incident Response Bulletin. Are escalating threats like AI and supply chain breaches fundamentally rewriting the rules of cyber risk?
Or do they just expose a continued failure to execute basic security fundamentals? Because that's where I stand. The speed has changed, absolutely, but the root cause really hasn't. We're just witnessing a massive systemic execution failure of foundational controls.
Well, I argue that the threat paradigm has permanently shifted. Unprecedented cloud concentration and the weaponization of AI mean we need a completely new strategic paradigm. The whole old tech exposing old negligence argument just doesn't hold up anymore.
I have to disagree. The new tech is just shining a spotlight on the doors we already left wide open.
Let's look at the speed of these attacks then. The DBIR explicitly points out that AI is shrinking defensive response windows from months down to, like, literally hours.
Sure, but
it's not just hackers typing faster, right? AI is actively automating exploit generation and mutating payloads on the fly to bypass static defenses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And combine that mutation speed with massive cloud concentration, the blast radius is entirely new. Take the Canvas data breach in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Canvas is a digital infrastructure platform used by nearly 9,000 institutions. When a single widely adopted platform becomes a massive systemic point of failure, traditional defensive strategies are just mathematically obsolete.
Okay. The systemic risk of cloud concentration is real. I'll give you that. But you're blaming the speed of the AI rather than the sluggishness of the defense.
Am I?
Yes. Look at the mechanisms here. Vulnerability exploitation is the top initial access vector right now, sitting at 31%. But look at the DBIR's data on organizational response.
Right.
Companies are only fully remediating 26% of known exploited vulnerabilities. And worse, it's taking them a median of 43 days to patch.
Well, yes, but...
Why? Because they're bogged down in these bloated testing cycles on legacy tech. If you leave a known vulnerability exposed for a month and a half, you don't need a sophisticated AI to mutate a payload. A script kiddie could compromise you.
But you have to acknowledge why that 43-day cycle exists. Complex enterprise software breaks if you patch it without testing.
It does, but...
If an AI can weaponize a newly discovered vulnerability in 3 hours, focusing your strategy on compressing a 43-day human testing cycle down to 2 hours is just a losing battle. The sheer velocity breaks the old model entirely.
Except AI isn't the mechanism driving most of these structural failures. Look at third-party breaches. They jumped 60% year over year.
Yeah, that's a huge spike.
Right, but that massive spike isn't happening because hackers are using supercomputers to break encryption. It's happening because basic vendor assurance is failing. The 7-Eleven breach claimed by Shiny Hunters is a perfect example of this.
Okay, sure.
That happened because an unauthorized third party accessed poorly secured franchisee documents. That is a failure to govern partner access with the same discipline as internal access. It's not AI.
Well, let's look at internal access then. Because this is where the shadow AI trend changes the game entirely. Like I mentioned, 45% of employees are using unmanaged AI.
Right.
Traditional data loss prevention tools are designed to catch, you know, specific file attachments or keyword transfers. They are completely blind to an employee having a semantic, natural language conversation with a generative AI model.
Blind is a strong word, but yeah.
It's true, though. This isn't an employee falling for a phishing link. This is a fundamentally new mechanism of internal data leakage.
It is a new mechanism, sure, but it relies on the exact same human vulnerability. The DBIR notes that the human element is present in 62% of all breaches.
Right. People are the weakest link.
Exactly. Look at the Carnival Corp breach. That happened through good old-fashioned social engineering. Whether an employee clicks a malicious link, or willfully pastes proprietary code into an unapproved chatbot, it represents a failure of basic data protection and access management policies.
You're talking about the CIS controls.
Yes, CIS controls 3 and 8 specifically. If an employee has the ability to access, copy, and exfiltrate your most sensitive data without triggering an internal access alarm, the root problem is not the AI chatbot. The problem is your weak identity controls.
Okay, I'll certainly agree that the margin for error has basically vanished. The global threat environment is intensifying, and organizational response timelines are, well, they're severely compressing.
Completely. The luxury of time is just gone.
Yet our split remains on how to actually adapt. I look at AI mutating payloads in hours, and systemic single points of failures, and I just see a landscape demanding a totally new defensive architecture.
Well, I look at 43-day patch cycles and rampant social engineering, and I see a desperate need to finally execute the foundational basics we've known about for a decade.
Well, the DBIR and the NZ Bulletin offer a wealth of data on these exact tensions. As regulators increasingly scrutinize how boards manage these specific risks, organizations will have to decide where to place their strategic bets.
Absolutely. There's a lot more to explore in these reports.
Thanks for tuning in to The Debate.